We turn in our catechism question to question 79. And again, the timing is good for this question, as we will be dealing on Friday evening in the first of our monthly meetings. We will be dealing with the subject of church membership, and that's really what is dealt with in this question. Question 79 of the catechism. What is the duty of such as are rightly baptized? And this is the concluding question dealing with baptism, and it shows the responsibility or the duty or the requirement on those who are rightly baptized. We were talking about baptism on the way down, and rightly baptized is so important. We have covered that in the last few questions. Right baptism is the baptism of those who actually profess faith in Christ, who have come to faith in Christ. But then, what is the duty of such as are rightly baptized? The answer, it is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. So when we're baptized, it's only the beginning. It's the beginning of fulfilling those responsibilities that God has given to those who publicly profess faith in Christ Jesus. So hence we have in Acts 2:47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And on Friday evening, this will be one of our proof texts. The Lord added to the church. There is an actual number. The church is made up of numbers of people who are actually added by the Lord to the number of the church. And then in Acts chapter 9, verse 26, and when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed or attempted to join himself to the disciples, not just to attend, not just to go to the meetings and fellowship, but attempted to join himself to the disciples. We have here the great example of the Apostle Paul. But then Peter lays down this doctrine in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. He also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. But then in the next part of our answer, there's a lovely phrase regarding this act of becoming a member of a local church. It says to give up themselves. To give up themselves. There is that sense of sacrifice. There is that sense of giving. So many people attend churches or even become members of churches for what they perceive they can get out of it. It's even got to the point where many churches, they will advertise, you know, oh, we have this creche, or we have this bus that can come and collect you from your door. And the whole point is to show people what they can gain from attending our particular church. But that's not the biblical principle. The biblical principle is that we give ourselves, or literally as it says in the answer here, give up ourselves. As it goes on to say, to some particular, and notice, orderly church of Jesus Christ. First of all, particular. There has to be a particular church. It's not good enough to say, well, I'll go here or there or whatever. Some Christians practice this throughout their whole lives. They'll go to this church one week, the other church the next week, and basically depending on how they feel. But we are to give ourselves up to a particular church. We are to be committed to a particular church. But then notice also in the answer, an orderly church. This church has to be a church that is not just calling itself a church, but it must be ordered after the principles and commands of God's word. It must for example, have regular preaching of the word, regular evangelism, regular remembrance of the Lord's table, regular fellowship of God's people, regular discipline, as we are reminded by Calvin, the marks of the church are to be there. The marks of a true church. It's not good enough just to say, well, I'll go to this specific church. If it's not an orderly church, I should not be a part of it. As our brother Benjamin mentioned in his prayer this evening, we are to be committed to these principles and practices which are laid down in the Word of God. And therefore, I should never become a member of a church that is not reflecting the biblical commands. It's also a particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ. This church must proclaim Christ, must be a church, not just in name, but in practice, a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, we have the reason for all this. What is the reason for all this? That they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. The reason why we give ourselves up to a particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ is so that we might actually obey the Word of God. And as we often tell people, there are so many scriptures that we can't even begin to obey unless we are part of a church. So the reason we become part of a church is so that we might begin to obey the Word of God. So we see that example in Luke chapter 1 and verse 6 of Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. So what is the duty of such as are rightly baptized? It is the duty of such as are rightly baptized to give up themselves to some particular and orderly church of Jesus Christ, that they may walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.